just a little side note, maybe, or end note to this, a continuation of TH or End of War thing about where we set the whole drama, bits of it. Then we have the one in England. We can really get all this involved here. The Great Britain, which used to be the empire, and they still haven't been able to get over that they lost that. And they still think they are the empire. That's how they talk to each other, but now they have hidden the empire in offshore places and all kinds of stuff. They are very smart, you know. So now, somewhere, for some reason, and we can, because this, again, I'm taking this from the experts here, that it seems to be the fact here that this Starmer president and prime minister of Britain, he is a character that we can use. A little I know about him, but I think that's enough, because someone says here, who is British, that you see him, you get what you get. He's just what you see. He's a politician who is a caricature of, or parody on a politician in this so-called democracy of today, when it really goes awry, who is really not intelligent at all. But maybe he's born in a rich family, or they have connections, and there is this old aristocracy, whatever you call them, the lords, and he's connected there, or his business and money and whatever, or he's just the so-called democracy in those countries has come to that point where it doesn't really matter who is the prime minister anymore. They come and go, and the whole power play is done far above that, in the city of London or something like that. So there, this has gone further, the furthest, where you just have, where they can, the democracy can be as real as anything. Look, we are people here, we choose our leader and our government and the party to rule. But it's all rule. It's all the same all over. This is oligarchy. So that means that the prime ministers, presidents, that whole position, you could say, has become compromised, but rather has become less important. And the real power people up there, they don't even care. Let it go on. You know, anyone. We can have actors, we can have musicians, business people, whoever. Just someone who gets popular and keep that whole theater play going, that people feel that they live in a democracy. But, you know, we are handling this with our expertise, a little bit behind the screen, and same all over, right? So then we have this man there, and then we can bring that up from the history somehow, if it is there, because that's the impression I get from this British man who's talking here. It's from the Duran. Where they speak here, Zelensky fears elections, fears US audit. It's an interesting episode on YouTube. Where he says that Britain has this hatred of Russia, and therefore they are just going bam, 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 making that Russia look very evil. And they're doing it together, of course, with the empire over there, which takes advantage of them, or they are in some kind of symbiosis. And then they, or this man there in Great Britain, we can put that in the story, that because he's doing that, or they are doing so fervently, The Russians use the real names. See, the Russians are evil. Their leader, they evil. As usual, they are the greatest threat to our whole Europe. It's been going on like that since I was a kid. And we could study a little bit more why it comes from there. I can understand where it comes from, the great empire in the West, because they see that one as a competitor. Of course, if the Great Britain still thinks itself the Great Britain, they could see that this is our greatest competitor from being the lords of the earth. Although they are now more... Well, anyway, I guess symbiosis there with the Western Empire. In a way, the Western Empire was created by them. In a way, they are now some kind of colony of the... No, not of the Western Empire. The Western Empire is more of a... I don't know what it is, actually. But, yeah, that can also be a little humoristically developed. So, again... But then we have this prime minister that's saying, yes, let's use all the media. And so he is the one in our story, and probably in the real story, who instigates, maybe by the order of the empire in the West, that whole media campaign, this whole propaganda machine. It's, yeah, bad guys over there, good guys over there. But in this way, this fool, of course, in the actual situation here, they changed prime minister during this whole thing, but that we can also include here, those fools, they were the ones who caused this entire huge war. Which could, and those who live will see, escalate into a world war, which, if it isn't already, some think it is because they think of it in terms of hybrid war, and that's definitely going on all over the world. So he is the one who made that because he thinks he's a Great Britain, and the others are the demons and devils. And so we can show how these unintelligent, very basic, intellectually equipped persons sit in such positions where they don't belong at all, and how that practically leads to world war because they don't like those people in the country over there. They just have an idea in their mind that they are bad. So all these little stories we can put into this, and could be educative, so to speak.